When we meet again, it'll be a new year. This will probably be the last time we'll see each other this year, tomorrow being the last day of the year. And I want us to think about a fresh beginning, a new year, a time, this is, we can look to ourselves inwardly and we can think, this is a time of new opportunity for me. This is a time when I can be a little better than I was this past year. A time when I can maybe set my priorities where they ought to be, that I can draw closer to the Lord. Our goal, I would like to think, would be to draw closer to the Lord. I'd like to look at it from the perspective that the Apostle Paul looked at it in the third chapter of Philippians. I want to read one verse. He says in verse 13, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I noticed that in his language that he used in ministering to us, or in the letter that he wrote, he said he pressed toward the mark. I especially down in Miami, I've heard people come and say, "I thank the Lord for the press. It was a press to be here." This is a pressing way. And if we want to be a success for the Lord, we're going to have to press our way into it. Undoubtedly, this coming year is unknown to every one of us. We are going to face things possibly that we've never faced before. The new year is going to bring challenges to you. That's going to bring possibilities for you to overcome those challenges and gain the victory that the Lord wants you to have in your soul. Our past achievements, and as I look over this year, you know, there's been some good things and there's been some difficult things that every one of us have had to go through. I lost my last sister this year. I only had two and I lost the last one. So I put that behind me and I realized that that time and chance happeneth to us all. And if we live long enough, we're all going to go that way. And so we understand those things. But I wonder this afternoon how we plan on facing the new year, how we are going to look at it. Our past successes and our past failures, they've been stepping stones to where we are today. Don't ever discount them, because they're successes for you, they're experiences for you that God wanted you to experience. But what does he want you to experience in the year to come? The apostle said to forget those things which are behind and press forth into those things that are before. Now, I don't recommend that we forget everything that we've learned this year. No doubt some of our trials and some of our tests have been very good for us in drawing us closer to the Lord. But my priority here this afternoon is to speak of drawing closer to the Lord. And the Lord wants us to know him. He wants us to understand his will and his ways. The year that we have coming up, it's hidden before us. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what our health is going to be in the next year. We don't know what our families are going to be this next year that the Lord spares is coming. We don't know what our country is going to be like. It's changing all the time, drastically, dramatically. There are things changing in this country, and we are experiencing things in this year of 2018, and as we prepare to go to 19, We're going to be facing some more challenges and some more things that we've never had before. And you know, the same grace that God gave you this year, He has that for you next year. The point is that you and I must look to the grace of God for whatever it is that we are going to face in the year to come. Because it is full of unknowns. We don't even know what tomorrow's going to hold. But we do know that there's going to be changes. One thing we can be sure of, isn't there? That there's going to be changes in this life. Every one of us are going to face changes. And I want you to look at, if you would, verse 7 in this same chapter. But he said, "What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I might win Christ." Paul's desire, my desire, your desire, is that we might win Christ. That we might have more of His fullness, more of His grace, more of His power working in our life. You know, I was praying one time and I prayed for a greater measure of His Spirit working within me. Someone questioned me on that. And they said, if you have the Spirit, then you have everything that you need. No, there's a greater measure that I can get. There's greater depths that I can get. You and I will never exhaust what God has for us. He has an amazing, excuse me. He has amazing things for us. And you and I, it's our responsibility and it's our duty to seek for it. If that's what my desire is, if that's what my purpose is, the Lord wants to fulfill the desires of my heart. His scripture in I think it's in Psalms, it says, "No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." So He wants to bless us. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to be a fulfillment in your life. If you're dealing with family, if you're dealing with circumstances, if you're dealing with jobs, if you're dealing with children, whatever it is that you're dealing with, God wants you to take Him on board. Take Him along and let Him be your grace and let Him be your strength. And let Him be your guide through this dark world. We don't know how to go through this whole world. But I want all of us to experience in this new year to come, to experience more of a work of grace of His fullness in our life. I want His fullness. I appreciate everything that I have, but I'm not satisfied with that. I want more. My heart desires more. I want more. My eyes open to see more, to understand more, to grasp more of the benefits that God has for me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. And I'm thankful for that this afternoon. And He's got benefits and He's got things for you. He wants to fill you in a greater measure with His Spirit. Yes, He does. He wants to fill you in such a way where you can be filled with all the fullness of God. And we want to read that scripture in a little while. But He said here, "For whom I have suffered the loss of all things." Folks, there's one thing about the scriptures, and we must remember this. When we read Paul's writings and much of Jesus, what Jesus had to say, the Word of God is really geared toward this flesh. It's this flesh that you and I have to deal with. It's this flesh that you and I have to bring under control. And the Word of God gives us advice. It gives us counsel. It gives us the way that we are to walk in while we're in this old flesh. But what does the scripture say in the 7th chapter of Romans? Walk in the Spirit, 8th chapter, I'm sorry, that you fulfill not the lust of the flesh. Let this be a year, as we turn the calendar, as we turn into a new year, let this be a year that we walk more in the Spirit and not so much of the flesh. What does that mean? That means that when circumstances arise, that I don't look at those things and let them disturb me like I used to disturb me. You know, Peter got to looking at the water and he began to sink, didn't he? And that's what happens. That's what can happen to you and I. Let this be a year through the Spirit of God that as we walk in the Spirit and as we see things that God has for us and the measure that God has for us and the fullness that God has for us, that we can see Him in a greater measure and in a greater way in our life. That's what I would like for us to do this year. He said, be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings be made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. He didn't count himself to have apprehended it all. He hadn't obtained it all yet. But he had to press forward. His desire was to press forward. He had given up the world. He had given up things. He had given up his credentials, so to speak, of who he was, his pedigree. He talked about his pedigree and how that he was a Roman and he was this and he was that and he was born into an educated family and so forth. But he gave all that up that he could win Christ. There has to be a desire in my heart that I want to do that. It doesn't just fall in my lap. There has to be a real desire that you want to learn, that you want to learn more of Him. One writer said, John the Baptist said, He must increase, but I must decrease. And I pray that this will be a year. Folks, self-satisfaction or self-pride, whatever you want to call it, folks, it's going to fail in the time of trouble. We're going to need something that is stronger than that. We're going to need someone to hold us up. We're going to need someone to give us the strength, the wisdom, the understanding that we need to be able to face and to deal with the problems that are coming our way this new year. We've got to work a little harder through the faith of Christ to obtain more understanding to be successful. I find and you find, you know, things are hard for us to do sometimes, but the people that know how to do it, it's so easy for them to do. Our daughter got us an Alexa for Christmas. Well, I don't know what I need with that. But she got us an Alexa for Christmas. You say, Alexa, do this, or play this, play that, or what's the weather, I don't even know how to set it up. So I didn't mess with it. And our grandson came over yesterday, and he downloaded an app on my phone, and he set it all up, and now I can sit there and say, Alexa, what's the weather outside? You can find that in many different ways. But that's just an example. Folks, if you know how to do it, it's easy. It was easy for him. I wasn't even going to attempt it because I don't know anything about it except I can give it voice commands now and it'll listen to me. And when I tell it to turn off, it'll turn off. But what's the point of even having one of those? It's supposed to turn on lights. It's supposed to play music. It's supposed to turn on alarms, wake you up in the morning. And it's supposed to do all kinds of things if you want to use it for that. But I probably never will. But our daughter got it for us, and I guess it was very gracious of her to do it. For some reason, she thought we would enjoy it. I want to die out to the things of this world. My love for this world, my desire for this world, folks, it's less and less and less. I think about God about all the day long. I think about His greatness, His goodness, His mercy, His love, His blessings. I think about eternity and where I've headed when I leave out of this world and what's going to happen over there on the other side. There's a lot of things we don't know anything about. There's some things we do know a lot about. But folks, the idea is while we have time, while we have opportunity, set our priorities straight that in the year to come, when any of these things, you know, people face disasters all the time. They face obstacles all the time of things that they never thought was going to happen to them. But yet it happens. It happens to good people. And it happens to the Lord's people. He allows those things to come along to try us and to test us. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried. Just as much as God loved Job and God testified for him, he permitted him to be tried, didn't he? He's going to permit you and I to be tried also. He said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Folks, it is a high calling. Not everyone can attain it. It's those that have the desire, the hungering, the thirsting. What did he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things would be added. It's those that are hungering and thirsting after God. It's those that really concentrate. Let this be a new year of more praying, more intercessory prayer, more meditation, more drawing close, intentionally drawing closer to the Lord. Shutting out the world. The world is not good for you, folks. The world makes its appeal through the flesh. That's how it makes its appeal. That's how the enemy makes his appeal to you and I, is through the flesh. He's not a spiritual enemy. But yet, if he makes his appeal through the flesh, he can cause us to react in fleshly ways. And the scripture says, walk in the spirit, that you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I want to walk in the spirit. I want to be able to understand what God is doing as much as I possibly can. We're not always going to understand. We're not always going to know. But he said here, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. I want to draw so close to him that I can just feel what Jesus felt, what Jesus went through, what Jesus accomplished for you and I, and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. I'm thankful for the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus this afternoon. I rather doubt that you and I have obtained the fullness of Christ. I don't think there's any of us here, and I definitely include myself, that has obtained the fullness of Christ. Look over here in Ephesians and refresh yourself, refresh your memory with this scripture over here in Ephesians 3 and 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Don't you want to be strengthened that way? Don't you want to live that way? So close to God, he can guide you with his eye. He can speak to you in that still small voice, and you're quiet enough to hear what he has to say. He woke me up early 2 days ago and began to talk to me and talk about some different things. And I'm probably going to share some of that with you before too long. But I want to hear what God has to say. I want to be close to him. I want to have that communion, that fellowship, that one-on-one, really know who God is. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love, rooted and grounded. Paul talks a lot about that, doesn't he? May be able to, see, Paul understood. Paul, he suffered many things. He suffered stripes. He suffered beatings. He suffered prison. He suffered shipwreck. He was over in different lands where they wanted to take his life. He understood that life has challenges. Life challenges every one of us. But he said that the thing to do is that you might be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That he can speak to you that way. That he'll dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love, can comprehend. So that you can comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I want to know him, folks. Let us look at this new year as an opportunity unfolding before us. You know, as of Tuesday morning, it's a new year for me. And I haven't gotten out of bed yet, so I probably haven't made any mistakes. You know, you heard that prayer where you say, "Good morning, Lord. I want you to know I appreciate everything you're doing for me. I haven't done anything wrong today. Now it's time for me to get up." We're going to get up, and we're going to face life. We're going to do things wrong that we didn't intentionally intend to do wrong. And that can fall in a lot of categories for us. We didn't intentionally intend to do that. But yet, because we're human, because we're susceptible to these kind of things, Paul says, you know, I went through these things. I faced these things. You get rooted and grounded. You apprehend. You attain that depth that's in Christ Jesus. Folks, He is our all in all today. He is our all in all. He is the one that we look to, the one that we lean on, the one that we trust in. He's our hope in time of trouble. He's our hope for our eternal soul. He's the one. He's the one. You know, someone said something to me the other day about what's going on inside of me. I don't know what's going on inside of me. Don't care. Except I'm going to try to do what I can to be healthy, that maybe it'll stop. If the Lord takes care of it, fine. If He don't, fine. It's all the Lord's, isn't it? Are you the Lord's property? We all belong to the Lord, don't we? Whatever His will, whatever His purpose is, that you be rooted and grounded in love. I want to know the depths of Jesus Christ. Do you know it takes divine enablement to live this Christian life? It takes divine enablement to live a holy life. Our righteousness as was prayed this morning, is as filthy rags. And we need the divine enablement of God to be able to stand in these days that we're living in today. Folks, it's a challenge out there in this world. And we don't know what's going to challenge us. We don't know where it's going to come from. It can come from your family. It can come from the one you love the most. It can come from the government. It can come from the city. It can come from the county. It can come from all kinds of places. Are you ready? Are you prepared? I remember the Lord gave us a message one time on blindsided. How the enemy can come along and the Lord will allow him to allow things to happen in your life. It blindsides you. Well, I didn't see that coming. I wasn't aware that was going to happen. Did you hear what happened over here? Did you hear what they said about so? I didn't know that was going to happen. Folks, we don't know. People wake up every day with new ailments. They wake up every day with cancers. They wake up every day with all kinds of health problems from one thing or another. Folks, it's a lot more than just health. It's how am I going to handle the difficult circumstances? Am I going to take it in my hands? Am I going to try to control it? Am I going to try to deal with it? Or am I going to turn it over to the Lord and let the Lord help and let the Lord guide? And let the Lord direct. We've got to understand of the enormous love that Christ has for you and I. Folks, and I'm glad He does. I'm glad He was willing to leave His throne. That throne of glory. Left all that glory and come down here for you and me. I'm glad He was willing. We need to understand and comprehend the enormous love that Christ had for us. While we have little control, and we must consider this, we get blindsided by things we didn't expect to happen. It kind of takes our breath maybe a little bit or sometimes. But while we have little control in what life brings to us, the deeper that we get in Christ, the deeper that we get in Christ will help us more to be prepared for it. Lord, I didn't see it. I didn't expect that, Lord. But Father, I've been living so close to You. My prayer life's been what it ought to be. I've tried to keep the devil at bay. I've conquered this. I've conquered that. You know, we're more than overcomers more than conquerors through Christ that lives in us. We're more than conquerors. Lord, I've tried to do everything I know that's right. You know God will honor that. We need that divine enablement. We need His understanding. He remembers, the scripture says, that you're dust. He remembers that we're dust. He knows what He made us out of. He understands our likeness. He understands our frame. He understands what we're dealing with. Jesus even came to this earth so He can understand. And He's our intercessor, that when we pray to Him, He can say, Father, been there, done that. They need your grace. They need your help in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, whenever it might be. We don't know about car wrecks. We don't know about plane wrecks. We don't know about any of those things yet, if there's any of them in our futures. But we know one thing. There's God that's sitting on His throne, and He cares about us, and He loves us. He wants us to be successful. But you and I, as we heard this morning, we have to put a little bit. We're involved in this too. And we have to put a little bit into this to get what we are desiring out of it. You know, I was thinking about the scripture that says, you follow me for the loaves and the fishes. And I said, you know, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I ain't following you for the loaves and the fishes. I'm following you because you saved my soul. That's why I'm following you. That's why I love you. That's why I want more of you. It's because you saved my soul. And you filled me with your glory. You filled me with a purity and with a love, with a desire, with a purpose. You gave me hope. I'm following you for those reasons. I thank you for the menial things that we have in this life. But I'm following the Lord for a greater purpose than that. He saved my soul, folks. And I thank the Lord for it. I'd like to look at a scripture in the fourth chapter of Philippians. Turn to it here. Fourth chapter of Philippians. We started here in the third chapter. But I want to look at something else. And I'm thinking about, again, the new year. As we have, you know, we start out Monday, Tuesday. We haven't made any mistakes this year. In 2019, you haven't made any mistakes. As we sit here today, our slate is clean as far as errors are concerned. But you just wait till Tuesday happens. You just wait till Wednesday happens. Wait till you get the phone calls. Wait till you get the word about something or someone or something. Wait till something slams down on you that you didn't expect to see or hear. You just wait till that time. It's coming. We might as well face the facts. It's coming. It always has. And it probably always will. But I want to look at Philippians here in the fourth chapter. We'll begin reading in the fifth verse. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. I want you to remember that. Whatever it is that you're going to be dealing with, the Lord is at hand. The Lord promised us. What about His promises? Lord, I thank you for your promises. The Lord is at hand. I'm glad He's not a God that is afar off. I'm glad He's not a God that can't see. But He's at hand. He's right there to be a present help when I'm in trouble and when I'm in need. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. That's good advice. Lord, help us to attain it. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Just the big ones. You'll handle the little ones, right? No, we let all our requests be made known unto God. We let Him be involved in everything that touches our life, not just the big things. I'm finding as I grow older, I need Him in the little things. Sister Joyce was talking about looking for something. She's always looking for something. We're always looking for something. That's what happens as you grow older. You're always looking for something. Now, where did I place that? Where did I put that? We need the Lord, folks, to help us with the little things. We need the Lord to help us and give us the strength and the grace that we need. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, and I like this verse. He says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Don't think about so-and-so in the congregation doing something maybe you think they shouldn't have been doing, or you may have a better plan for someone else's life than they do, you think you do. But think on these things. These things here will promote health. They'll promote strength. They'll promote godliness. They'll draw you closer to the Lord. These things that are honest. These things that are true. These things that are just. Because we have a just God. So it would be good if we would think on the things that are just. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard, seen in me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Now listen to these verses. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly. And now at the last your care of me have flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Do you notice the Apostle Paul said, I have learned? It didn't come overnight, folks. I have learned to speak in, not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Folks, the children of Israel, now, you know, I don't know why we think maybe that we're better educated and we're better people than they were, but the children of Israel, they had a terrible time in being contented. They were murmuring and complaining, and God sent them the quails, He sent them the manna, He sent them the water out of the rock. He did everything He could for these people, and they're always murmuring and complaining about something. You know, I suppose every one of us, if we looked hard enough, we'd find something to murmur and complain about. But Paul said as he goes through life, as we go through 2019, and as we face maybe difficulties, maybe hardships, whatever it is that may knock your feet right out from under you, he said, I've learned to be content in whatsoever state I am to be content. He had to learn that. It didn't happen overnight. It meant that when everything didn't go right, what did he do? He trusted God. When everything doesn't go like you think it ought to go, what are you going to do? Are you going to make it happen? Are you going to try to override God's will for you? Are you going to work against God? Don't want to do that, do we? Everything doesn't go right. What do? I just trust God. I just commit it into His hands, into His will. Let His purpose be done. Do you know what God's purpose is for you? Do you really know everything God has in mind for you and what His purpose is? Well, can you just wait and let Him work it out in your life? Can you let Him guide you? Can you let Him give you grace and strength? Can you be content with where you are? Folks, sometimes people get saved and they just want to measure up and they want to do this and they want to do that. Folks, they didn't get where they was overnight. And you're not going to get there overnight. Everything takes time in this life. We have to learn to grow. We have to abide by the laws of and the commandments of the Word of God, the principles that God lays down for this old flesh, because this flesh is weak at best. God knows it. But He said, walk in the Spirit, and we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If I'm walking in the Spirit, I will be contented. I will learn to be contented. Paul said, here I know how to be abased. Both how to be abased and I know how to abound. What does he mean to be abased? He knew how to discipline himself. Do you know how to discipline yourself? Do you know how to bring every part of your life under the control, under the hand of God, that he can have his way with you? I've learned how. He said, I've learned. I've learned whatsoever state, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things I'm instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then he said, I can do all things. We like that scripture, don't we? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I tell you what I like. I like my little plaque that I got right in front of my chair at home that says, be still and know that I'm God. That's what he wants us to do this year. You don't try to make things happen because you want certain things to happen. And I'm talking about major important things in your life. Let God rule. He gave us the scripture before he sat down this morning. Let the Word of God. Let the Word of God, folks, that's what we need this afternoon, is the Word of God. Let it rule in your life. Let it take place in your life. Folks, you and I need to live to where others that are looking on, it would be contagious and they would desire to have what you have. Not to go around with long faces, not to go around to being discouraged all the time, but to be enjoying your salvation. To be enjoying what God has done for you. Sometimes, and we may find this to be so, sometimes we might have to tighten the belt a little bit. In the lean times, things that are not always flourishing, we see that in the Word of God. There were lean times. Sometimes we might have to tighten our belt, be contented. I'm going through something here because the Lord has designed this for me. This is God's purpose. God's doing something here. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to step back and I'm going to let God do it. I'm going to be abased. And then I'm going to be abounding because of what he has done for me. You see, Job was abased. Job was brought down low. He suffered. He lost. But at the end of the thing, he got good health. He got a better, bigger family than he had before. He got more animals than he had before. The Lord blessed him. Doesn't he want to do the same for you and me? Lord, help us to wait on the Lord. There are many unknowns on the horizon, folks. There's many unknowns. I couldn't even begin to name them all. You couldn't either. But we can be prepared if we're in Christ. If we're rooted and grounded and settled in His love and walk in all of His ways. The Lord wants to bless us. He wants to be with us through this new year. He wants us to get deeper and deeper and deeper in Him. You say, well, brother, you keep saying that. You keep talking about getting deeper. I'm about as deep as I know how to go. No, you can get deeper now. Yes. I'm finding you can get deeper now. And the experiences of life is what's going to take you there. Yes. How will I know? You'll know. The experiences in life, if you let the Lord have His way and work His will in your life, the experiences that you face will take you to the deep things of God. And the Holy Spirit will reveal himself unto you in a greater measure and in a greater way. You know, I didn't read that verse of scripture over there in Ephesians, did I? He said, now unto him that is able to do abundantly above. I didn't read that one. We like that sometimes. Yes, he is able to do abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think. He's able to do it. But folks, you know what he's interested in? He may be interested in what's happening in your life, but what he's really interested in is what's happening in your soul. That's what he's really interested in. You can have communion with your wife, you can have it with your husband, you can have it with your children, you can have good times and get-togethers, and we all do, and the Lord has designed it that way. But what God's really interested in is your relationship with him. How is it with our souls? I pray that 2019 will be one of the biggest successes that we've had in our lives. That we draw closer to God, that we get that understanding of what real spirit, you know what spiritual hardship is? Experiencing spiritual things that we just don't understand. It can get hard sometimes, it can get difficult sometimes, but you gotta learn to trust in the Almighty God, the one that created you, the one that gave you life, the one that cares about you and loves you. And he gave his life. He gave it for us, didn't he? I thank the Lord for his love and his mercy. I'm getting wore out, so I'm going to quit. But I want you to be encouraged and I want you to be blessed. As I said at the beginning, we won't probably see each other until next year. Just a short time away, isn't it? The Lord's blessed us, folks, to be where we are today. He has blessed us abundantly. And it's been the Lord. I can look back, you can say what you want, but I can look back and see it's been the Lord all the way. It's been His, in His hand all the way to bring me where I am today. And I thank God for it. I thank Him for His mercy and His love. Thank Him for each and every one of us here this afternoon. Pray for me. Amen.